tons of sugar coming.
Not easy.
For the Sitka Food Co-op, bringing lots of food into town is nothing new. But recently they did something different, ship hundreds of pounds of bulk foods out of Sitka.
Next load we'll put it in my car, because I can drive down.
On a rainy afternoon, volunteers from the co-op and the Sitka Conservation Society loaded the food and household items onto a sailboat bound for Pelican, a town that's been cut off from ferry service since October.
So they're just SOL right now.
Keith Niatre is the general manager of the food co-op and helped set up this long-distance grocery run. Pelican residents paid the normal prices, but the co-op waived the membership fee for this delivery.
So this is one way we can step in and help them.
It's not every day that the Sitka Food Co-op can ship a sailboat full of food out to a remote community. This trip came together because the Sitka Conservation Society was already sending one of their employees up to Pelican and helped coordinate the order in addition to offering free cargo space on the boat. Under normal circumstances, Pelican residents rely on the ferry to bring in bulk food orders from Juneau. But budget cuts and vessel breakdowns have left the town stranded for about 6 months, forcing residents to rely on expensive air freight and the occasional fisherman making a run to Juneau. Celeste Weller, a fisherman and Pelican City Council member, helped coordinate the food co-op order.
Some of us were scrambling a little bit. We definitely all ended up paying more for our food freights.
Weller could be describing the situation in any number of remote coastal towns. The winter suspension of Marine Highway Service severed supply chains from Cake to Cordova, leaving residents with few options as grocery store shelves ran bare. Then the COVID-19 pandemic hit. As people across the country rushed to stock up on bulk goods and essential items, Weller said it became harder to track down staple foods.
Definitely have been seeing the unavailability of certain items come through in our food orders.
Weller said she has had trouble finding frozen vegetables, rice, and sugar. She used the co-op order to stock up on shelf-stable goods like beans, rice, and dry seasonings. Pelican was supposed to get its first ferry of the year in May, but the state pushed that sailing back to mid-June. Now, the town is scheduled to get once-a-month summer service by the ferry LeConte. Weller says residents are cautiously hopeful, but aren't counting their chickens just yet.
Well, we're all very excited for the possibility, but to be honest, we are not holding our breath.
If the June sailing does go ahead as planned, Weller says she'll make sure to place a big bulk order from Costco.
That's the last of it. For this load, we still got a ton, half a ton more.
Okay.
At the church.
Keith Niatre with the Sitka Food Co-op said they would be open to working with other towns that have been struggling without ferries. For now, though, at least one town has a few more items to put on the menu. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.